Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. This next guest is someone that I actually was introduced to just last week. I heard his single, Red Carpet Ready, and by email, actually. And once I heard the song, I knew he was someone that I wanted to speak with. Recording artist Sincere Grant is making his first appearance on our program today. We're going to talk to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. This single, Red Carpet Ready, is definitely one that we're going to talk a lot about because it not only celebrates, I think, that special lady in your life, but also, I think, puts a lot of responsibility on the lady to be able to carry herself as such. We're going to talk to Sincere not only about the inspiration for that single, but also what it's been like for him to see how the world is responding to it. And then, of course, we're going to remind you guys how you can get it for yourselves. For those who have not had a chance to hear the single, here is Red Carpet Ready. You all stay with us. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. There you have it, Red Carpet Ready by Sincere Grant right here on Conversations Live. Sincere's making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about that single, but also what it's been like for him to share his gift of music with the world. Sincere, hello to you, man, and welcome to the program.
How's it going? I'm glad to be here.
Hey, man, we're really glad to have you on. Congratulations to you on that single. We'll be telling our listeners a little bit later how they can be able to get it for themselves and also talk a little bit more about it. But, Sincere, I want to talk about this journey for you because it's very obvious that music has been a love of yours for quite some time. What has been like for you to see the way that people are responding to your music?
It's been just overwhelming. It's gotten to a point now to where, you know, nobody's turning the music down. You know, the music is undeniable, and we got so many people jumping on board, and I'm just glad to have the opportunity to, you know, to be heard like I am.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's the thing. But, you know, I think it all goes back to putting in the work, and it's very obvious that have no problem putting in the work. You know, have you always believed in yourself? Because I think that's really the key, I think, for anybody to do something well. You have to believe in it yourself. Have you always had that belief in yourself?
Yes. I started actually, you know, training my voice young in church and, you know, coaching and things like that. And it just, you know, the more I got comfortable with myself, the more confident I became. And after a while, it was just no turning back.
Gotcha. And so now, of course, especially thanks to the internet, Sincere, the world is able to hear your voice and, of course, to be able to see what you have to offer. That song, Red Carpet Ready, though, it was interesting to me for a couple of reasons. And I said as I was introducing it that when I first heard about it, which is by email, I want to thank your management for contacting me, because when I first heard the song, this is exactly what we need to hear more of. For one thing, here is a guy, you know, telling this woman in his life, you know, how, you know, not only how good she looks, but also how perfect she is just for being who she is. But then, of course, I think it also says a whole lot about the woman, too. And I said this in my review on Amazon. It puts the emphasis on the woman to be that person, because so many times we don't have the ladies that are acting like ladies. How did that song originally come about for you?
Well, I just, you know, well, first off, as a male R&B singer, you know, our objective is to uplift the woman. You know, so, and I, you know, I just admire, you know, the effort that, you know, women put into, you know, how they present themselves and how they look when they're about to, you know, make something happen, go out, go to church, go to work, you know, however they do it. And, you know, like even with me, even with performing, you know, if you don't feel like you're dressed for the occasion, you're not going to have the same confidence and attitude about the situation.
Right.
So I just admire, you know, how women get themselves ready for the situation, you know, physically, mentally, just the confidence, you know, and, you know, uplifting them and making them feel good and, you know, the beauty in itself.
Exactly. And I think that definitely comes through in the song. I think that's why more songs like that are so important. I said that in my review on Amazon. And speaking of Amazon, the single's available there for only 99 cents. We'll be reminding our listeners of that a little bit later.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about the decision for a moment, Sincere, because, you know, it's one thing for you to have a talent. A lot of people out there have talent. When did you know you wanted to share that talent with the world? What was the turning point for you?
The turning point for me, I actually started writing songs and recording back in 2003, and you know, but I didn't put out an official song of, you know, until about 2006.
Okay.
And I just began performing around, you know, small towns around where I'm from. Shout out to Tulsa, Oklahoma, Muskogee, Oklahoma, just Oklahoma period, Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, around those areas, and just the love I got. And, you know, starting out as an R&B singer, there's not really a, you know, a big R&B market. So I started out opening for rappers. You know, I'm opening for rappers, and I'm singing, you know, R&B songs, slow ballads, and it was either I stopped the whole vibe of the club, and everybody's just standing there with their mouth open. And it was either the guys were mad because I killed the vibe, or the women were just standing there with their mouths open, like, I can't believe that just came out of him.
Yeah.
You know, so the reaction I got starting, because I wasn't starting, you know, in an environment full of singers. I was starting in an environment full of rappers. So, you know, the love that I got while killing the vibe, you know, that really solidified it for me.
Gotcha.
You know, it just showed me that's what I was supposed to be doing, so.
And, you know, now, of course, you know, people are able to get your music to enjoy it, and then, of course, to be able to share it with other people. I think that's the important thing. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Sincere Grant is our guest. We're talking to him not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with the world. Now, of course, social media has been another way that you've been able to connect with your fans, and so it's not just you being able to meet them person to person. What has that part of the journey been like for you to be able to connect with people, Sincere, you've never met, who you probably wouldn't know if you saw them, but that are loving your music and that are telling other people about it?
It's great. There's nothing like the internet. You know, I like to call myself an internet guru. But, you know, it's not like it was back in the day where you had to try so hard to get people so far away from you, you know, to get the music in their hands. And shout out to my team, Roy Mims, RMI Music Group, and, you know, Team Sincere Grant. Shout out to them because they've really been, you know, networking and out here trying to make it happen. And we've been going strong since about 2008, 2009. So, you know, it's good. I'm glad I can reach people that I've reached, and I've finally met people over the past year that have been spinning my music since 2008, 2009. Right. And, you know, when they've been rocking with you so long and you finally meet them face-to-face, it's a whole nother game.
Right.
So, you know, it's just helping me and the team grow, and we're just trying to move forward and do great positive things.
Well, that's the whole key, man. And along the way, not only are you raising your own profile, Sincere, now, of course, you're showing other people what's possible. And I like the fact that you mentioned, you know, where you're from. You know, maybe the R&B, you know, maybe there wasn't a, you know, a big, you know, group of you guys that were doing that particular time. But now you're showing other people what's possible. What has that part of it been like for you to go from yourself being inspired by artists to now be one of those artists that are going to inspire other people?
For me, it's refuel because my main thing is, you know I don't want to just get in the game and then shut the door on everybody else. I have plenty of colleagues, plenty of people I know, plenty of people that, you know, have great talent, and not just only the talent but the means to, you know, hang with the majors. So, you know, the main thing for me is, you know, helping the next person get in and then making sure they help the next person get in. And it's just a chain reaction. So, you know, to be the motivation for other people is in turn motivation for me. So we just going to keep it cycling.
That's the thing. Do you find that, especially like with a song like Red Carpet Ready, you know, you kind of talked about that single, but do you find that that is probably one of the big things for you, being able to write about things that you are experiencing or that you see in the world?
Yes. That's I pride myself on my songwriting and my lyrics before anything. You know, as a songwriter, singer, actor, brand, you know, first is my songwriting. That's where my pride really is mostly. And, you know, it started, of course, I can't write about anything I haven't been through, but
right.
I've gotten to the point to where I can, you know, jump in those shoes that I've never worn before and, you know, try to, you know, tune my mind to write those songs about things that I haven't been through. And it's I just keep growing. You know, I'm one that understands you can always get better.
Yeah.
So that's what I constantly try to do.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. And you know what's so great is that you're being shown the love and respect. I noticed even when I was prepping for this segment, just over the past few days, you know, the different sites that are posting about that single, Red Carpet Ready, you know, different people reposting, you know, about
it.
Is that part of the validation for you as an artist when you're able to see that? And some of these sites are ironically hip-hop sites. Is that one of the great things about this movement for you, that you're kind of able to kind of create something that everyone is kind of liking?
Yes, that is a great part of it. I mean, just that song alone, the love I'm getting internationally. I know it's, you know, I'm one that understands, you know, it doesn't fit everybody's radio profile, but it is a song that does pertain to everybody in some way. We got award shows, fashion shows, hair shows, makeup shows, and all of these events start with a red carpet.
Yeah.
You know, and it's at the end of the day, it's all about how the women look on the red carpet. So,
right.
I mean, that's something I wanted to capture and something, you know, everybody can relate to. You, even if you're a guy getting red carpet ready, you know, for, you know, a job interview, church, community service, I don't care what it is. You know, it's all about, the main thing is about looking and feeling confident in yourself.
Right, exactly. Isn't there also, and I'm glad you said that, because, and I think I alluded to this in my review on Amazon.com too, Sincere, isn't it also about realizing, you know, that you are worthy of it, that you are worthy of bringing your best? So many people, I don't think they get that, unfortunately, because of, you know, what they are told growing up maybe, or even what they're told, you know, through their peers or whatever. They don't feel as though they are good enough. Isn't that also a part of the power of this song, of saying that, you know what, if you're bringing forth your best, you are red carpet ready. You are the best that you can be, and that's all that matters.
Yes, because regardless of what anybody else thinks, if you don't feel confident and good about yourself, it doesn't really validate anything. It starts from you feeling confident about yourself as a man or a woman, you know, as a person, period, and what you can do and capable of, you know, and that's all it's about, the confidence in yourself. Because if you don't have it in yourself, nobody else will.
There you go. I think that's the whole key. That is the whole key. And I think if people get that part, I think they definitely can't go wrong. Again, everyone, recording artist Sincere Grant is our guest. We're talking to him not only about the musical experience, but also what it's been like for him to share the message of songs like Red Carpet Ready with the world. As I referenced earlier, that single's available right now on Amazon.com or iTunes, however you get your music online. I posted my review on Amazon.com. You guys can get it there for less than a buck. Sincere, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, man, and what's coming up next for you.
You can stay in contact with me everywhere. I'm so easy to walk up to, talk to, touch, hit, email, whatever, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My Instagram is Sincere Grant IG. My Facebook is Facebook.com/Sincere Grant. Reverb Nation, Twitter, SoundCloud, MixCloud, wherever you go, just Sincere Grant. And also, ladies, I also got the Red Carpet Ready ladies T-shirts for sale online. Go to rmimusicgroup.com to get you one of those.
All right. So something for them as well to be able to wear to showcase not only themselves, but also, of course, Sincere Grant as well. Great move on that, man. Congratulations to you, Sincere, man. Glad you were able to stop by. And look, looking forward to having you back on the show.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. What fun it is.
All right,
I appreciate you, boss.
Hey, man, we're glad to do it. And we thank all of you for tuning in to this segment of Conversations Live as well. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Sincere, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You guys can catch the podcast of this about 3 to 5 minutes after we go off the air completely for free. All you have to do is click on that same link that you guys are probably listening to if you're joining us online as well. We've posted it already on our Facebook and Twitter pages. And, of course, we tagged Sincere on both. So you can head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.